This is Robbie Dillmore from the Christian Car Guy and Kingdom Pursuit, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build a kingdom. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it and share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
From worshiping 300 million gods to almost committing suicide, how did this man sitting next to me come to know Jesus? He's got a cross on his lapel. He's sitting next to Walt, a godly businessman from Greensboro, North Carolina, who introduced him to us. He got up in front of Wednesday in the Word, and you lit us up. Pastor Jeff is also a part of this. Brother Raghu, God bless you. Welcome to America.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I am so grateful to the people of America. God bless America. It's all because of you sent a missionary to India from Washington, Indiana in the year 1950. I entered into his orphanage in the year 1969 when my parents died and we were about to commit suicide. That was the point. One of the preachers of that mission came into my house telling that there is a God who died for us, and he loves and he will take care of us. That has changed our life.
Wow. So that changed your whole life. There's a connection with Samaritan's Purse. Walt, you got a phone call in the middle of a meeting you weren't supposed to take. You got to tell us what happened.
Yes, Stu. I was in a meeting and my phone rang. And, you know, normally in a meeting, you'd shut it down real quick and tell everybody you were sorry. But I looked at my phone to see what the number was. I didn't recognize the number. It was just a random number. Again, I didn't hang up. I answered the phone. And there on the other end of the phone was a deep, heavy Indian accent. First thought was, great, another car warranty salesman. But I hung onto the phone, and I listened, and this man started talking about a shoebox. And he had received in India a shoebox from Operation Christmas Child that was packed because my wife Gina and I got married in 2015. We actually met him at the Billy Graham robbery that weekend. He came and stayed in our house for a week. We had never met this man before. And he was so on fire for God and so looking for help to build his orphanage and to build his ministry in India that he's just compelled us into his life for the last 7 years, and it's been a true blessing.
Praise the Lord. So you've been blessed to be connected with this guy, huh?
Oh, this family is something to our ministry. We call our ministry Trust in Jesus Ministry. Like the motto is Christ for every perishing soul.
See, I like to call your ministry what you're actually trying to do. Trust in Jesus Ministry. That's beautiful. Pastor Jeff, something happened in your church last night I don't think has ever happened before with this pastor that we're talking to from India. Talk to us.
We have these rails walking up to the top floor of the platform where we preach from, and I've never seen anybody preach on their knees and hold and grip the bars like this for about 30 minutes. It was pretty impressive. Pretty impressive, Paul Raghu. But our people are really moved by his passion, by his conviction for Christ. But
Pastor Raghu, this was just God. A missionary responded, a humble missionary from Washington, Indiana, of all places, to come to India. And there you were, a little orphan, and you walked into the orphanage. And now here you are preaching the gospel to thousands and millions. Can you talk about what was the moment that you gave your life to Jesus?
Right. That man, when he came with a Bible, which we had never seen. He opened his Bible and read one beautiful verse from Deuteronomy 31:8. It says, "The Lord God goes before you. He will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed." Just one word. And he explained that who is Jesus. He's the creator. He's the sustainer. He's the healer. He is the one who died on the cross for all humanity. And we began to think about that. We believed in 330 million gods and goddesses, but we were sacrificing to them. Here is a God from heaven came down, and he went to the cross as a sacrifice. sacrificed to save me. That changed my life. When I was 13 years old, I gave my life to Jesus. I went to university. I became a lecturer in the college. But in the year 1990, God's word came to me strongly that I and my family must involve taking the gospel that saved me from the very mouth of the dead. There are millions and millions untold in India, the great name that has the power to save and everyone. It's because of Jesus I'm today living. Like me, there are millions of people now gladly receiving the word because they are looking for a solution and answer for all the problems and the questions in their life. When they find that Jesus is the true solution answer, people gladly receiving it.
Amen. I'm looking at your brochure and I'm like overwhelmed by it. It says, Christ for every perishing soul is our motto. I love it. Go and preach the gospel to all the nations. This man, Pastor Paul Raghu, evangelist, he's out there sharing Jesus in India. And you get a guy like this in America, I mean, we're pretty comfortable here. You know, I've read less than 5% or so believers are even sharing their faith. We have the cure to cancer, the answer to the hope, you know, in Christ, better than the cure to any physical ailment. We have eternal life, you know, eternal healing when this body... When someone even healthy lives to be 120 and they die, if they don't have Christ, they spend eternity in hell. Walt, what is it about his message that resonates?
You know, his passion and his need to help people is so strong. And he's got an orphanage there full of wonderful children that need our help to sponsor. He's got empty beds, but he can't fill those beds until he has sponsors for the children. Mm. So Paul is here not looking for help for himself, but looking for help for the people of India. And that becomes contagious within us as we hear his word preached, as he looks out. He's also supporting his pastors. He supports, 10 or 12 pastors now or more, spreading the word of God. He has 30-plus churches in India that he's spreading this through, and that passion falls back on us.
What's it like to be a pastor in India? I mean, there's much persecution, isn't there? Talk about that.
There are a lot of persecution in India. The fact is, the founder of Christianity, Jesus himself, was slain on the cross. Everyone that took the gospel into the world, all the apostles, they were faced the death of martyrs. Apostle Thomas came and died in the very city of Madras. Now it is called Chennai. There he died. So from him to this day, even lost to first day of October at midnight, 11 o'clock, one of the churches is burnt. And there are so many people getting attacked. Sad. The intolerance is getting worse nowadays. But we thank God our government is still secular government. They are really helping the Christians still survive in that nation. When we take the gospel to the villages, people are happy to receive and accept Jesus. But there are so much going on now that we may not have the privilege of preaching the gospel anymore.
Wow, a lot of persecution. Pastor Jeff, you're a pastor in Greensboro, North Carolina, Mount Pisgah Methodist Church. You have a Mount Pisgah Church, and you have preached the gospel every week, and you've not been arrested or beaten or accosted. What does it do for your faith to hear this guy, and what's the wake-up call to America?
1989, went on a mission trip, and God changed everything, called me into ministry out of a context, out of a missionary context. I always want to be open to missionaries. And when the missionaries come here to America, they re-energize us. It is very easy to be comfortable. The battles that we face in the church seem so small to what they're dealing with in other countries. But yet we make such a big deal. We make such a big deal, and we lose the mission. And I think when people like Paul Raghu come in there, it really points us that Christ is coming back soon, and that we need to share our faith with as many people as possible, that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen. Pastor, how can we pray for you? We got to finish up this segment. Give us a quick, how can we pray for you? And I think we might need him to pray for us, Walt, more than we need us to pray for him.
I agree fully. I mean, and if you hear Paul in his prayers, it puts such power inside of you. It's so emotional and touching.
Yeah, we preached on the end of Exodus and Deuteronomy. Moses' life, buried in an unmarked grave, pointed to Jesus, remarkable man, great legacy, spoke with Lord face to face. And then we asked this saint to pray for us. And I'm telling you, you could have heard a pin drop and there were tears dropping when you prayed for us. Thank you for being here with us at Wednesday in the Word. Thank you for coming to America, for your love and your kindness. How can we pray for you, brother, pastor? We've got to go here, but Pastor Raghu from India, how can we pray for you?
Man of God, this is my request, my prayer request. We have so many children need to be taken care. If I could have $30, I can give good food, good clothes, education, medical care, everything to a child per month.
Okay.
And the second uttermost need for that land is preaching the gospel. So to send a preacher into a village, we need $200 for a full-time pastor, $100 for a part-time pastor. With that, they will go and live in that village 24/7, and he will be taking this gospel, meeting the people, whatever the need is there.
And they already speak the language, and some of them have motorcycles, and you're funding to get them to these mobile missionaries. What a blessing. Thank you for being with us for your prayer. The ministry
is trust
in Jesus Ministries, and he is Pastor Paul, Evangelist Pastor Paul Raghu. God bless you. We'll keep praying for your family. And thank you, gentlemen, for sharing this treasure with us. And how do you say Jesus loves you to everyone in Indian? How do you say it in the Hindu language?
Yesu Nesikirar. Yesu Nesikirar.
This is the Truth Network.